And this is 90.3 KEDM Public Radio. I'm Corey Crow. A 17-year-old is dead. A 15-year-old is being treated for injuries after the two were fleeing Calcasieu Parish Sheriff's deputies with an attempted traffic stop around 3 a.m. yesterday morning. Chief Deputy Stitch Guillory said that the teens were in a car that had no lights on. The 15-year-old is being treated at the hospital with non-life-threatening injuries. Guillory says that they also found possible burglary tools and stolen items inside of the vehicle. Lake Charles police will oversee the investigation of the crash because it happened in their jurisdiction. Researchers from LSU and other universities, along with weather-related agencies, are compiling data that could result in a longer hurricane season. Brooke Thorington tells us more.
It does appear that hurricane seasons are indeed becoming longer.
That's state climatologist Barry Kime, who's participating in the project. He says the data shows that not all storms fall into the hurricane season time period of June 1st to November 30th. The big question is, what's lengthening the season? Is it climate change or better technology to detect disturbances?
Whether it's climate change or whether it's just better surveillance of the storms, we're still getting storms earlier in the season and outside of the dates that we call hurricane season.
He says if the season is extended, it prompts people to prepare even sooner. I'm Brooke Thorington.
Federal labor officials say that a McDonald's franchisee that controls 12 restaurants in Metro New Orleans has violated child labor laws and hired more than 80 minors in two states. A release on Tuesday from the U.S. Department of Labor says CLB Investments employed 72 workers under the age of 16, allowing them to work longer and later than federal law permits at 12 restaurants in New Orleans, Kenner, Jefferson, Metairie. CLB Investments received a $56,000 civil penalty for the violations. And after 40 years as a Ouachita Sheriff's officer, the sheriff, Jay Russell's, announced his retirement effective June 30th. During his time as sheriff, Russell oversaw numerous upgrades and improvement and helped create the North Delta Regional Training Academy.